ਕੁੰਜਾਂ ਬਿਹਾਰੀ ਜੈ ਰਾਧਾ ਮਾਧਵ ਕੁੰਜਾਂ ਬਿਹਾਰੀ Gobi Jana Balava Kirivara Dhari Gobi Jana Balava Kirivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 3, chapter, what is it, 20? Text number 2. I think I got that right. Okay. Shatta Maha Bhagavata Shatta Maha Bhagavata let's see how to break this one up. Krishnasya Ekantika Surit Krishnasya Ekantika Surit Yas Tadyaja Grajam Krishna. Yastatya jagrajam Krishna. Sapatyam agavan iti. Sapatyam agavan iti. Kshata Mahabhagavata Krishna Syai Kantika Surid Yastadya Jagrajam Krishna Sapatyam Agavan Iti Kshata Mahabhagavata Krishna Syai Kantika Surit Yastatya Jagrajam Krishna Sapatyam Agavan Iti. Shrita Mahabhagavata Krishna Sai Kantika Suri Tasya Jagrajam Krishna Sapatyam Bhavan Iti Shrita Mahabhagavata Sai Kantika Suri Sapatyam Bhavan Iti Kshata Mahabhagavata Krishna Sai Kantika Suri Word meanings. Shata Vidura Mahabhagavata, a great devotee of the Lord. Krishnasya of Lord Krishna. Ekantika, unalloyed devotee. Surit, intimate friend. Ya, he who, tadyaja, abandoned, agrajam, his older brother, King Dhritarashtra. Krishna, toward Krishna. Sa apatyam, along with his 100 sons. Agavan, offender. Iti, thus. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sonaka Rishi inquired about Vidura, who was a great devotee and friend of Lord Krishna, and who gave up the company of his elder brother because the latter, along with his sons, played tricks against the desires of the Lord. Playing tricks is almost like a euphemistic way of describing they were trying to kill him. Pretty extreme. Please repeat. Sonaka Rishi inquired about Vidura, who was a great devotee and friend of Lord Krishna, and who gave up the company of his older brother, because the latter, along with his sons, played tricks against the desires of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The incident referred to here is that Vidura left the protection of his older brother, Dhritarashtra, when traveling everywhere to sacred places and met Maitreya at Hardwar. Shonika Rishi here inquires about the topics of the conversation between Maitreya Rishi and Vidura. Vidura's qualification was that he was not only a friend of the Lord, but also a great devotee. When Krishna tried to stop the war and mitigate the misunderstanding between the cousin brothers, they refused to accept his counsel. Therefore, Kshata, or Vidura, was unsatisfied with them, and he left the palace. As a devotee, Vidura showed by example that anywhere that Krishna is not honored is a place unfit for human habitation. A devotee may be tolerant regarding his own interests, but he should not be tolerant when there is misbehavior toward the Lord or the Lord's devotee. Here, the word agavan is very significant, for it indicates that the Kauravas, Dhritarashtra's sons, lost the war because of being sinful and disobeying the instructions of Krishna. Kshata Mahabhagavata Krishna Shai Kantika Surit Yastatya Jagrajam Krishne Sapatyam Agavan Iti. Translation again. Shonika Rishi inquired about Vidura, who is a great devotee and friend of Lord Krishna, and who gave up the company of his older brother, because the latter, along with his sons, played tricks against the desires of the Lord. Om Gyanata Maranda Shajan Shana. Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yinatashma Shri Gurudevina Maham. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble respects unto him. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So there's some parts of the gloss, in other words, the word for word. A kantika, unalloyed devotee. Fixed. Like Vyavasyatmika Buddhi in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. AK Guru Nandana. Those intelligence are fixed on the Lord, not Javasyatmika Buddhi. They're not Buddhayo Vyavasayana. The intelligence is not split in so many different directions. Unalloyed devotee, Javasyatmika Buddhi. In Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada expresses his appreciation for Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's explanation of that verse of the second chapter. I believe it's 2.41. And he emphasizes how this fixed attention means fixed in following the order of the spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada certainly had tremendous realization of that. If he didn't, we wouldn't be sitting in this room, and we would be probably in Maya at this point, or at least a lot more in Maya than we are now. Some of us are still somewhat in Maya. I have personal realization of it. So, Krishna, Sapatyam, along with his 100 sons, defender thus. Yeah, so Vidura did the right thing. He left the place. There's one time I had a personal experience like that, where my father, although he came around to glorify Srila Prabhupada in his later days, by 1985, my friend Abhayananda was with me, and And my father was explaining, you know, I said, my father was expressing great pride that he was one of the, I don't have time to go through all the details of the story, but he was very proud that he was one of the first to speak with Srila Prabhupada, and that's a fact. He visited Srila Prabhupada at 26 Second Avenue, not for spiritual enlightenment, but just to get some clue what could be done about me, because I was bonkers. So, in other words, I had gone crazy. So that's a whole, no time to go into detail on that. But, Lord Krishna, Bhajan, a friend, an intimate friend. So I'm bringing this around to my own life because I had that experience where I had to leave. It was very sad. My parents were visiting me, came all the way up from New York to Boston. And I just had to walk out of the apartment because my father fell into some bad maya and started blaspheming Srila Prabhupada. So I had already read that I wasn't about to cut out my father's tongue. That's one of the things you can do. I wouldn't recommend it. We don't want to see you in jail. But you can commit suicide. That's not always the best thing. The best choice is to walk away. And that's exactly what I did. Somehow, although I was not yet living in the temple, and I wasn't so experienced in the science of bhakti yoga, but I got that right. I knew that I should walk away. So that's what I did. I just left. When I came back, my poor parents, they also got the hint, and they all had left already to go back to Boston. It's really kind of a sad story. But the happy aspect of it is that I had the intelligence. It would have even been more unhappy if I would have hung around and listened to their blasphemy, especially on the part of my father. Again, he got straightened out in the course of time, and he became a great admirer of Srila Prabhupada, by Prabhupada's mercy. So Vidura didn't want to, also, he didn't want to hear blasphemy. And so it's described, he took his bow and he just leaned it against the wall. He left his bow behind and he just went off for pilgrimage, many pilgrimage sites. He made the best use of a bad bargain. But he wasn't going to hang around and be blasphemed or hear blasphemy on the part of Dhritarashtra. So it says here, he went to sacred places and met Maitreya at Hardwar. So all is well that ends well. Besides the benefit of the holy places, he also met Maitreya. Shiksha Guru Maitreya is described as being a good friend of Srila Vyasadeva, on an equal level, actually, in Srila Vyasadeva, which is quite exalted. So one point that comes out here, that it's described that Vidura was not only a great devotee of the Lord, not only a friend of the Lord, but also a great devotee. When I read that, I'm still not sure how to process that information. Can one be a, quote, friend of the Lord without being a great devotee? We get a hint of this in Bhagavad Gita in 11:41 and 2. Sakiti Madhva Prasabham Yaduktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakiti. Ajanata Mahimanam Tevedam. What is it? Arjuna is saying, I've spoken wrongly. I committed offenses. I used to say, oh Krishna, oh my friend, oh Yadava. Some commentators state that Arjuna was implying that we Kurus, we're superior to you. You're merely Yadavas, we're Kurus. So he called him Yadava, almost like to make fun a little bit. So Arjuna is criticizing himself in these verses, saying how I've certainly underestimated you, that's for sure. Especially after seeing the universal form. Whoa. I used to think he was just my friend. Of course, he's eternally friend of Arjuna, and Arjuna's eternally friend of Krishna. But Arjuna, especially after seeing the universal form, he knew that his friend was much more than only just his friend. He happened to be the Supreme Personality of God. And, so Arjuna caught himself becoming overly familiar. After seeing the universal form, he realized that although he'll always go back to that mood of friendship, and Krishna likes that, Arjuna's eternal associate of Krishna as a friend, but still, especially after seeing the universal form, Arjuna became a little, what's the right word for it? Recondite? A little, kind of critical of his own attitude. A little, maybe thought he was a little overly familiar. And he was too informal. Prior to the revelation of Krishna's Virat Rupa. Of course, Arjuna will automatically snap back to that mood of friendship. Krishna says, Bhaktosi me sakha chaiti, because you are my devotee as well as my friend. So both things are there. So it's hard to be a friend of the Lord without also being a great devotee, like Vidura. Of course, we used to have a congregation program called the Friends of Lord Krishna. We would send out a newsletter, and we called members of the congregation Friends of Krishna, especially directed towards parents of devotees like Polly Perlmutter, people like that. She was the mother, I think, of Shravanananda. Sorry if this information is a little dated. Overrided, his status in all reverence. But Arjuna's intense bond of friendship kind of carried the day. I noted here that there's a reference in Bhagavad Gita 11:45. Let's see how that works. I'll just look at the English. After seeing this universal form, which I have never seen before, I am gladdened, this is Arjuna, but at the same time my mind is disturbed with fear. Therefore, please bestow your mercy. Please bestow your grace upon me and reveal again your form as the personality of Godhead, O Lord of Lords, O abode of the universe. Then the next verse, O universal form, O thousand-armed Lord, I wish to see you in your four-armed form with the helmeted head and with club, wheel, conch, and lotus flower in your hands. I long to see you in that form. Prabhupada explains in the purports there that Krishna certainly could read the mind and the heart of Arjuna. So after showing his forearm form, he again became the friend of Arjuna, as Krishna is Arjuna's friend. It's interesting that people who are not devotees, there's one commentator, I'm not going to criticize him, we actually used this book in a Bhakti Shastri study course in Boston in 2004. Miner, Robert Miner, his name is the author. And we used it as a reference because he included so many commentaries of so many different scholars, both ancient and modern, and his own commentary. It's called an exegetical study of Bhagavad Gita. So it was kind of interesting. But one thing he gets wrong, because he's not really a devotee, so with all due respects to his scholarship, I don't know if he's still around, he thought it was like a letdown after the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This is a Bhagavatam class, not a Bhagavad Gita class, but permit me, Bhagavad Gita reference. That after the revelation of the universal form, he expressed bewilderment, like he was puzzled. And other scholars and commentators also, they don't get it. They don't understand how is it that we went to this very high, you know, almost like, you know, crescendo of revelation of great opulence and power and, you know, from that you hear in the chapter on the universal form. And then, because they weren't quite devotees, these commentators, they say, well, how does that work? Why is it now they're just talking again, what's better, you know, devotional service or impersonal understanding and, you know, just talking as two friends, discussing philosophical matters. How did it go from the universal? Because what they didn't understand is that the vision of the universal form, in one place Prabhupada said it's more or less imaginary, in other places it's really not that important, but it's necessary. Arjuna wanted to see the universal form, not that he needed that confirmation of his friend's divinity, that Krishna's God, but that others, future hearers and readers of Bhagavad Gita, would not become bewildered by that Krishna is so personal, and he has like a human size, like medium-sized form, as Prabhupada described someplace. So the universal form is that we wouldn't become confused by Krishna's tremendously personal dealings, in this case with Arjuna. So this tension between, even though Arjuna said that, oh, I have offended you so many times, I used to call you, oh, my friend, I used to joke with you, I used to even, you know, deride you in a friendly way, and goes on with that. But please forgive me, just as a father excuses his son, or the beloved excuses her lover for such familiarity, and a friend excuses a friend. Please excuse me. I didn't know who I was dealing with exactly. But the rasa of this friendship, again, it predominates quickly enough. That's there in Bhagavad Gita. One thing about, I'm saying I should look at Bhagavad Gita 49 and 50. Did I already do that? You have been perturbed and bewildered by seeing this horrible feature of mine. This is Krishna speaking. Now let it be finished. My devotee, be free again from all disturbances. With a peaceful mind, you can now see the form you desire. Text 50. Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real four-armed form and at last showed his two-armed form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna. It doesn't mean that the four-armed form is more real than the two-armed form. The two-armed form is the ultimate revelation of the form of the Lord. And then Arjuna said, I'm now composed in mind and restored to my original nature, seeing this human-like form, so very beautiful. It's called Shamyavapu, the form which is so nice, so beautiful. One thing about this name of Vidura, how Dhritarashtra and others sometimes refer to him as Kshatta, K-S-A-T-T-A. where was I going with this? So the Kshatta is an affectionate moniker. I'm just sharing with you a vocabulary word in English. Some of you may know it. M-O-N-I-K-E-R. Anyone know what that means? It's like a nickname. A moniker is like a nickname. So it's like an affectionate nickname, is Kshatta. Yet it also... That's the name for Vidura, but it also indicates, quote, a child begotten by a Shudra in the womb of a daughter of a Kshatriya. So it's not so affectionate indication at that point, but anyway, this is the name Kshatta, somehow or another. That's the name that certain personalities referred to. Including Dhritarashtra referred to Vidura by that name, that kind of nickname. What else do we have? We can get back to that Prabhupada said he was not only a friend of the Lord, but also a great devotee. Then one can get into a discussion, you know, can one be a friend of the Lord and not be a devotee or even a great devotee? Or not be a great devotee or even some kind of devotee? Leave that. We used to call it in Bhakti Shastri courses, they called that a car park question. In other words, it was just park it somewhere and get to it later. That's not so vital. Prabhupada says that Vidura... left the place because Krishna was not honored. Srila Prabhupada doesn't mention it here, but many of you are familiar with another reason that Badura left the place, because he was practically thrown out by Duryodhana. Throw him out. Leave him only with his breath. In other words, don't kill him, but just roughly, you can treat him very roughly and just throw him out. This son of a maidservant, called him insultingly. So the how is Vidura the son of a maidservant? Because you hear about Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika, the background history of the genealogy involved, and those three sisters, and how I think it was Ambika, they were instructed by Satyavati, the lady authority involved, that they should engender children from Srila Vyasadeva. But there was a problem that Srila Vyasadeva was very unkempt. He didn't bother bathing, right? He just lived completely in the elements, in the forest. He just was not, he didn't take a shower or anything like that. So it was not, materially speaking, I mean, in any sense, it wasn't very pleasant, you might say. So the, how does it go? I think it was Ambika, when she saw who she had to have union with Srila Vyasadeva, you know, you couldn't see his great stature as you know, practically the author of the Vedas. I mean, it wasn't none of that. He was just, you know, unclean from a physical point of view. So she turned pale. That's why the first son, Pandu, means pale. His complexion was pale because his mother was like that. And then the next sister, Sambalika or something, she couldn't, she knew she had to mate with Vyas, that was the instruction, but she didn't want to see him, so she closed her eyes. So then the next son, the next issue was Dhritarashtra, who was therefore born blind, kind of passed along from one generation to the next. And of course, we know his wife voluntarily covered her eyes for her whole life to not be superior to her husband. There's Vyasadeva is referred to sometimes as Dvaipayina Vyas. It's, in other words, he was island born. Doesn't mean the island gave birth to him, it means he was born on an island. His father was Parashara Muni, and his mother was Satyavati, right? Help! Satyavati was his mother, and Parashara was his father. So that's why that named Vaipayana, island-born Vyas. So Vidura made the best use of a bad bargain, and he went on pilgrimage, and he was already pure, but he became even more purified by going to these many places of pilgrimage. And so it was all right for him. It wasn't so great for those who offended him. The best thing that happened to Vidura was he met Maitreya, who again is a personal friend of Srila Vyasadeva. And they had extensive discussions between Maitreya and Vidura are prominent in this section coming up of Bhagavatam. I'll just read the translation again. Shonaka Rishi inquired about Vidura, who was a great devotee and friend of Lord Krishna, and who gave up the company of his elder brother because the latter, along with his sons, played tricks against the desires of the Lord. Again, there are two kind of euphemistic, in other words, understated expressions here. One is that he gave up the company of his elder brother. Well, his elder brother's son, Duryodhana, didn't give him much of a choice. He threw him out. And also, the other euphemistic expression, an understated expression in the translation, is that he played tricks against the desires of the Lord. Again, those tricks were pretty extreme. I mean, the Lord certainly wanted to protect the Pandavas, so that was the Lord's desire, and the Kauravas, they were all Kuras, but for the sake of distinguishing one group from the another, for instance, in the Battle of Kurukshetra, we hear about the Kauravas, that's the Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana and company, and the Pandavas, the five sons of King Pandu. Shatta Mahabhagavata Krishna Syaikantika Surit Yas Tadya Jagrajam Krishne Sapatyam Agavan Iti. So is there any topics for a little discussion? There's a few minutes available for that. Chivakram.
So the highlight of that verse, Vidura live in the company of Dhritarashtra and his sons, because his sons were demons, really. They were very demonic, and they will always ridicule the pure devotees of the Lord, the Pandavas. Not only ridiculing them, but they were always plotting to, like, put them in pain, to kill them.
They were always what? They were always?
They were always plotting to, like...
Flapping?
Plotting to, like put them in pain, or how they could defeat
plotting
them. Yeah.
Plotting, okay.
Yeah. See, so you know, when someone is doing that to a devotee, then the best thing is to maybe move away, like you were saying, cutting the tongue and or killing them, but in this time and age, you can't do that, really. But I mean, at that time, well, he was not powerful enough to do that either. You know, because like they refer to him as Shatta, which means the son of a maid servant. See? So, but he did the right thing of, you know, of course they kicked him out, really. But also he was bent on leaving.
It's important that we keep in mind the personality involved with Vidura. He's actually Yamaraj himself. Yamaraj wanted to go on vacation, so to speak, and he had someone substitute for him as the Yama, the Lord of Death, or the one who dispenses punishments, because he wanted to be a devotee, at least for a while.
But that would bring us to a very interesting point. I mean, he was Yamaraj, but he was unaware of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was he aware that he was Yamaraj and just?
Yeah, he was cursed to become a Shudra by Mandavya Muni. Mandavya Muni was I think he was a Brahmin. Anyway, he was a very powerful personality. And he had, in his young childhood, he pierced an insect with some thorn or something like that. And so then at the time he was ready to leave his body, Yamaraj said that you're going to get a stick or something going right through your body from the rear all the way up, coming out your head and something. That's some really horrible way of killing someone. And this Muni had enough power to counteract that, but in retaliation, he cursed Yamaraj that you'll become a Shudra for a while. But that was actually a blessing because then Yamaraj got to fulfill his inner desire to associate closely with Krishna. And he became Vidura, such a bosom friend. Actually, in the 11th canto, is it? Krishna glorifies Vidura so much. He says, nothing more dear to me. No one is more dear to me than you. Not even my own self. And he just glorifies Vidura and his love for Vidura. So Yamaraj did pretty well taking a role of such a close, close friend with Vidura, with Krishna. Is there somebody else?
You were saying once that Vidura was a spy for the Pandavas too, you know, even though he was living in Dhritarashtra's place. But whenever he hears something, he would take it back to the Pandavas or try to.
Who are you describing? Vidura.
Vidura, yeah. When they were planning to kill the Pandavas in Varnavata or wherever, he sent someone to inform the Pandavas that they are planning to burn the house of Lak and kill them and so forth.
Oh yeah.
So he was always helpful to the pure devotees of the world. The Pandavas were very dear to Krishna, and Vidura was very dear to the Pandavas. Mm-hmm. So in that way too, you know, that strengthened the bond between him and Krishna.
Now, Karnava, you have to say something. You have the microphone. I'm just teasing. You have nothing. All right, so if there are no other comments or questions or corrections or anything like that, I'm surprised. Pran Govinda, you have nothing to say. Okay. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Yashoda Damodar ki jai, Hare Krishna.